Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is August 1st, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Siri AI could cost extra. Google pulls Earth image feature. Suno barred from mimicking songs. Snapchat blocks fully AI videos. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Tim Cook said the Siri AI upgrade may include paid limits, letting users buy extra compute through iCloud Plus. He noted the plan is not final. The new Siri appears in the iOS 27 beta and should roll out more broadly this fall. Apple has lagged on building an advanced assistant, even licensing Google's Gemini to bolster Siri, and paid $250 million to settle a class action over iPhone 16 AI claims. John Ternus steps into the CEO role as the company copes with industry-wide RAM shortages that have raised hardware costs. Apple raised Mac and iPad prices last month, but has not changed iPhone pricing. Google pulled a new Google Earth feature one day after launching it, following criticism that it could help spread misinformation. The feature let users deploy Nano Banana 2 to generate images and superimpose them directly onto satellite maps, a tool Google described as a way to get creative with geography. Critics said the prompt-based system could be used to create deceptive screenshots that look like real evidence. Google said geospatial professionals had useful uses, but that people also shared generated imagery that appeared to violate policies. The company is rolling the feature back while it adds stronger guardrails. The episode underscores how easy AI makes image manipulation.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
Munich's court ruled for Jima, ordering Suno to stop producing unmistakable imitations of six well-known songs. The judge found Suno had read tracks from YouTube and embedded them in model versions 3.4 and 3.5, a use the court said falls outside the text and data mining exception and violates reproduction rights. The ruling assigns responsibility for training data to the provider and allows Jima to seek damages. Suno, backed by $400 million US raised in 2023, announced it intends to appeal. A correction on the 31st of July 2026 clarified six affected songs. Snapchat will stop recommending videos that are fully generated by AI, shifting spotlight back toward human-made posts. The company says it will adjust its recommendation systems so only videos created by real people are eligible for Spotlight, while still allowing creators to use Snapchat's AI tools to edit or enhance content. The move follows an April promise to reduce AI content and joins wider platform responses to low-quality AI output. LinkedIn added a "Seems like AI slop" report button. Substack rolled out an AI detection tool. Meta removed a photo editing AI feature, and YouTube tightened monetization rules. Snapchat also limited spotlight sharing for users aged 13 to 15. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.